Krishna Book Canto 22, Maushala Leela, Chapter 94, Scene 1, Uddhava Gita, Part 1. Sri Shukadeva Goswami said, O favorite son of the Kurus, thus advised by the personality of Godhead, the Yadavas made up their minds to go to that holy place, Prabhasa Kshetra, and thus yoke their horses to their chariots. My dear King Parikshit, Uddhava was a constantly faithful follower of Lord Krishna. Upon seeing the imminent departure of the Yadavas, hearing from them of the Lord's instructions, and taking note of the fearful omens, Uddhava approached the personality of Godhead in a private place. Uddhava bowed down with his head at the lotus feet of the Supreme Controller of the universe, and with folded hands addressed Lord Sri Krishna. O my Lord, O Supreme God among all the demigods, real piety is invoked simply by hearing and chanting your transcendental glories. My Lord, it appears that you will now withdraw your dynasty, and thus you yourself will finally give up your pastimes within this universe. You are the supreme controller and master of all mystic power. But although you are fully capable of counteracting the Brahmana's curse against your dynasty, you are not doing so, and thus your disappearance is imminent. O Keshava, my dear master, I cannot tolerate giving up your lotus feet, even for a fraction of a moment. I urge you to take me along with you to your own abode. O my dear Krishna, your pastimes are supremely auspicious for mankind, and they are an intoxicating beverage for the ears. Tasting such pastimes, people forget their desires for other things. My dear Lord, you are the Supreme Soul, and thus you are most dear to us. We are your devotees, so how can we possibly reject you or live without you, even for a moment? Whether we are lying down, sitting, walking, standing, bathing, enjoying recreation, eating, or doing anything else, we are constantly engaged in your service. And simply by decorating ourselves with the garlands, fragrant oils, clothes, and ornaments that you have already enjoyed, and by eating the remnants of your meals, we, your servants, will indeed conquer your illusory energy. Naked sages who seriously endeavor in spiritual practice and who have raised their semen upward, who are peaceful and sinless members of the renounced order, attain the spiritual abode called Brahman. O greatest of mystics, although we are conditioned souls wandering on the path of fruitive work, we will certainly cross beyond the darkness of this material world simply by hearing about your lordship in the association of your devotees. Thus, we are always remembering and glorifying the wonderful things you do and the wonderful things you say, and we ecstatically recall your amorous pastimes with your confidential conjugal devotees and how you boldly smile and move about while engaged in such youthful pastimes. My dear Lord, your loving pastimes are bewilderingly similar to the activities of ordinary people within this material world. Shukadeva Goswami then said, O King Parikshit, thus addressed, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, son of Devaki, began to reply confidentially to his dear, unalloyed servant, Uddhava. O greatly fortunate Uddhava, you have accurately revealed my desire to withdraw the Yadu dynasty from this earth and also for me to return to my own abode in Vaikuntha. Thus, Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and all the other planetary rulers are now praying for me to resume my residence in Vaikuntha. Answering the prayer of Lord Brahma, I descended within this world along with my plenary portion, Lord Baladev, and we performed various activities on behalf of the demigods. But I have now completed my mission here. Now, due to the Brahmana's curse, the Yadu dynasty will certainly perish by fighting among themselves. And on the seventh day from today, the ocean will rise up and inundate this city of Dwaraka. O saintly Uddhava, in the near future I will abandon this earth. Then, being overwhelmed by the age of Kali, the earth will be bereft of all piety. My dear Uddhava, you should not remain here on this earth once I have abandoned this world. My dear devotee, you are sinless, but in Kali Yuga, the people will be addicted to all types of sinful activities. Therefore, do not stay here. Now, you should completely give up all attachment to your personal friends and relatives and fix your mind upon me. Thus, being always conscious of me, you should observe all things with equal vision and wander throughout this earth. My dear Uddhava, the material universe that you perceive through your mind, speech, eyes, ears, and other senses is an illusory creation that one imagines to be real only due to the influence of my Maya. In fact, you should know that all of the objects of the material senses are temporary. One whose consciousness is bewildered by illusion perceives many differences in value and meaning among material objects. Thus, one engages constantly on the platform of material good and evil and is bound by such conceptions. Absorbed in material duality, such a person contemplates the performance of compulsory duties, non-performance of such duties, and even the performance of forbidden activities. Therefore, bringing all your senses under control, and thus subduing the mind, you should see the entire world as situated within the self, who is expanded everywhere, and you should also see this individual self within me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Being thus fully endowed with conclusive knowledge of the Vedas, and having realized the ultimate purpose of such knowledge in practice, you will be able to perceive the pure self, and thus your mind will be satisfied. And at that time, you will become dear to all living beings headed by the demigods, and you will never be hampered by any disturbance in life. For one who has transcended material good and evil automatically acts in accordance with religious injunctions and avoids forbidden activities. The self-realized person does this spontaneously, like an innocent child, and not because one is thinking in terms of material good and evil. One who is the kind well-wisher of all living beings, who is peaceful and firmly fixed in knowledge and realization, sees me within all things. Such a person never again falls down into the cycle of birth and death.